For 1,000 years, Western civilization was not merely a place, but a collection of kingdoms under God called Christendom. United by the Catholic Church, by the faith, and by a vision of eternity. The Catholic faith shaped everything: art, law, education, government, even the calendar. Life was ordered toward God. Kings bowed before popes, universities taught theology, and cathedrals reached towards heaven. But even in its glory, cracks were forming. The seeds of the fall were sown, not by outsiders, but by Christians themselves. The world that had been one in Christ began to tear itself apart. Christendom didn't fall overnight. It wasn't swept away by a single war or a single heresy. It faded slowly, painfully, over centuries. Today, we are living in the ashes of the great millennial reign of Christ spoken of in the book of the Apocalypse. And Satan has been released from his chains and given us a world confused about morality, identity, meaning, and purpose. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Someone and Anthony. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. And please pray for my friend Andrew, who just found out he has stage 3 esophageal cancer. By the 14th century, the unity of Christendom began to crumble. The seeds of modern philosophy began to form with the error of nominalism, the idea that abstract ideas don't really exist, but are just convenient labels, which eventually gave rise to relativism. Papal corruption, the Avignon Papacy, the Great Western Schism, weakened confidence in the papacy, giving rise to conciliarism, the belief that the Pope should be subject to a council, challenging his overall authority. Nearly a third of Europe died from the bubonic plague, also called the Black Death, wiping out entire families and villages, shaking people's confidence in Christendom. Kings abused the church, and clergy were more interested in politics and societal status than caring for souls, challenging the people's trust in leadership. Then came the Protestant Revolt. For the first time in a millennium, the unity of Western Christianity broke, not only spiritually, but culturally, politically, socially, and intellectually. Where once the West shared one church, one moral framework, one sacramental life, one spiritual authority, and one interpretation of Scripture, now it was divided into countless competing doctrines. And the war of Christianity began. Not just arguments over the finer points of doctrine, but swords were drawn and armies gathered for the 30 Years' War, further decimating Europe's population. The wars of religion, the rise of state churches, and the clash between confessions changed Europe permanently. Christendom could survive external enemies. Various Muslim armies had tried to conquer Western Europe throughout the centuries, only to be miraculously defeated each time. But internal division? That was fatal. The next centuries crowned a new god, man, and the soul of the West grew cold. The 18th century gave birth to Freemasonry and the so-called Enlightenment. These free thinkers, as they called themselves, declared that reason alone was enough. They called it progress. Many of them declared faith superstition and the church obsolete. This era gave us new political theories such as secularism and communism, as well as new philosophies such as atheism and evolution. These subversive men took aim at the Catholic Church by spreading propaganda and took aim at Christendom, spreading revolution. Though the American Revolution was not directly responsible for the end of Christendom, it was a vital first step, without which the French Revolution would not have happened. Yes, Christendom ended in the very place it began, France. The French Revolution finished what the Reformation began. Altars overturned, monasteries were burned, priests hunted and killed, and the first daughter of the church replaced the cross with the guillotine. What once was the heart of Christendom now declared itself free, free from God, free from the church, and free from truth. And in an unbelievable act of sacrilege, placed a whore on the altar of Notre Dame, declaring her to be the goddess of reason. Similar revolts throughout Europe against Catholic monarchies continued for the next century, climaxing in two world wars that put the death knell in the coffin of Christendom. The French Revolution, more than anything, is the act that sealed Christendom's fate. Order under God gave way to the nightmare of man without God, and soon the same secular spirit spread everywhere into education, government, and even the church itself. But freedom from God is not freedom at all. It's slavery to sin, chaos, and despair. By the modern era, Christendom was nearly gone. Freedom came to mean do what thou wilt, not choose the good. This shift eroded the moral framework that had guided the West for centuries. People left their local communities, families broke apart, life became faster, louder, more impersonal. Faith became an afterthought. Governments replaced the church as the central authority. The spiritual glue that once held civilization together dissolved. And so came the inevitable, the sexual revolution, a direct attack on family, morality, and the natural order. It severed the last remaining roots of Christian culture. By the end of the 20th century, Christendom wasn't wounded, it was gone. Today's world is the product of that long collapse and has left people feeling isolated, anxious, purposeless, and spiritually starved. We have technology, comfort, entertainment, yet depression and despair are at an all-time high. Why? Because a civilization cannot thrive without a soul, and when Christendom was abandoned, nothing replaced it. Modernity removed the meaning of life, which is to know, love, and serve God in this life so we can spend eternity with Him in the next. We live in a world that is materially rich with a God-sized hole in its heart. The fall of Christendom isn't just a history lesson. Its consequences shape everything: our politics, our education system, our daily life. It has given us cultural chaos, moral confusion, and a loss of identity. We are living in a world defined by what it abandoned, a world unsure of what truth is, what a human person is, and what life is for. This is why understanding Christendom's fall matters. Today, we are living in the ruins of Christendom. Our cathedrals are empty, our families are broken, and our leaders mock the very faith that built our civilization. Yes, Christendom has fallen, not by invasion, but by abandonment. We walked away from God. Christendom may have fallen, but Christ has not. Every saint, every family that chooses holiness, every soul that refuses despair is a stone in the rebuilding of His kingdom. We cannot return to the past, but we can recover its soul. The same faith that transformed a pagan empire and baptized the barbarians that built Christendom can once again renew a post-Christian world. Until my next video, God bless.